You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, what I want to do is talk about injured players in baseball right now and how this long layoff could help them when it comes to being ready for this season. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit in the first half and then talk about the case of Yoenis Cespedes in the second half, as he could potentially be there for a full season for the Mets for whatever length of time that season is. But how does this affect him and his status in the game moving forward? Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com. So with Major League Baseball suspending its season, right now we are just left to wonder, how does any of these things get worked out? When does the season start? What's going to happen? Are games going to get played with fans this year? All of it is up in the air. If you're looking for silver linings in a horrible situation, and that's basically where you are, if you are going to talk about this topic I'm going to bring up here, but teams right now are looking at this situation and they're saying, we're going to play whatever it ends up being, 120-game season, 100-game season. The guys that were hurt right now, at least in those particular cases, they have some more time to get ready for whenever an opening day actually happens. Michael Conforto from the Mets, we were just, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, talking about an oblique strain like it was a life-and-death situation. In retrospect, and with what's going on in the world, now it kind of seems foolish, and that's what some of this stuff in the escape of sports kind of, makes light of in circumstances like this, that I could have spent 2 or 3 shows worrying about Michael Conforto's oblique, but that's where we were a few weeks ago. At the same time, though, you look at an injury like that, a mild oblique strain, and that's no longer of circumstance to the Mets. Whenever this season starts again, Michael Conforto will be well-rested and ready to play. You look at an injury like Jed Lowrie. Well, that's a little bit more degenerative. We don't really know what the deal is there. What's been going on with that knee? Is any amount of rest going to help him or not? If Jed Lowrie can't get back on the field after all this is over, I don't know if he gets back on the field again. So there's varying degrees of this. You see other teams who had pitchers who maybe get hurt in a spring training game. Now, couple months down the road, they could come back and they can help their team. The one thing I will say is when we eventually get to a point, whenever that is, when at least the baseball games can get played again and we can get back into some fun and some normalcy late in the summer and people are competing for a division, if they really are going to completely shorten the season, what you could be in for is a stretch run where you might have teams at their best going at it for 100 games or whatever. And I think because of this random layoff, there's probably going to be teams that are a little bit healthier this year physically as far as injuries are concerned than they might have been in the past, because they don't have to go through that full marathon, that grinds of 162-game season. If you look at the Phillies, they have guys like Andrew McCutchen who had some injury concerns, Jake Arrieta. Now they don't have to worry about that. I believe Cole Hamels was nicked up for the Braves. Now they don't have to be concerned about him. He might get right. So that's going to be something that eventually is going to come up. Whenever we get to a point where we get to a spring training or a summer training or whatever they're going to call it, whenever this season can start getting ramped up again, it'll be very interesting to see how many players at that point are still hurt, if any, and how that's going to impact these divisional races. Now, the main focus of this episode is going to be Yoenis Cespedes with this, because as a writer and now editor of MetsMorizeOnline.com, I was writing a piece today about Cespedes and how this long layoff could be beneficial to him when it comes to the injury status. he was getting really close to getting back into games. He was running straight through first base. He was hitting. He was doing fielding drills, not quite doing full-on outfield quite yet. Wasn't running past first, but he was getting to the point where he was going to get back on the field. I have every confidence in the world now that we're going to see Yoenis Cespedes starting in left field for whatever opening day the Mets are going to have. And so now Cespedes is in this position where he can hopefully remain healthy for whatever truncated season we have and maybe be an everyday contributor in left field and really help this team. The question with Cespedes, and that's what I'm going to talk about in just a minute, is what does that mean for the language of his contract and really the language for a lot of these guys' contracts? I don't know how Major League Baseball is going to handle this, because for Cespedes, we're talking about a plate appearance incentive that could now be put into question. When you look at a pitcher who might have an incentive in their contract for innings, there's just a lot of uncertainty in how baseball is going to respond to all of this and how a lot of these things are going to be dealt with, because we're really just in unprecedented waters right now with this coronavirus and the way it has really just grinded the sports world to a halt. So when we get back in just a minute, I'm going to get into Yoenis Cespedes' case a little bit further. But first, do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they are still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale of 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, and even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even knows who's who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off a Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, that's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off your Body Plus body composition scale. So ever since the wild boar incident that left Yoenis Cespedes with a broken ankle came to light, the Mets have been able to restructure his contract in a way that's favorable to them heading into this season. And the way they did it was, and I've talked about this before, they essentially changed his salary from whatever it was, $29.5 million, brought it all the way down to $11 for when he actually makes the active roster. If he never gets healthy this year, it's going to be $6 million. And then from that point on, you're going to have Cespedes get paid based on plate appearances for his incentives. So when he hits a certain benchmark, 225, 250, 275, 300 plate appearances, all of that, he gets certain incentives in his contract. The reason that this is interesting is now with the truncated season, I mean, how many at-bats can the guy get? That's the thing that's interesting about this. And what is the language of these contracts? Do these contracts get changed based off of this? And is it going to be a prorated deal where if the Mets get to play 55% of a season, all of these incentives get matched to a 55% scale of what they were? Maybe. Or are they written in based on this is what you're going to get paid for this season for however many plate appearances you have? And so if Cespedes comes into this year, the ability to get the back-end incentives, the most valuable ones, which was 525 plate appearances, 550, 575, and 650, which all would have paid him $1 million apiece, do all those benchmarks just fall to the wayside because there's no way he can get that many at-bats with this shortened season? I don't know. And that's a question. There's going to be a lot of things like this that people have to wonder about. If it goes by letter of the law and he has to get whatever plate appearances that they had originally agreed upon, Cespedes just lost by this whole thing the ability to get about $6 million because he's not going to get more than 400 plate appearances. So over $6 million of that incentive, 6.25, out the window. He just can't get there. Now, if they make this more reasonable, then this could actually prove somewhat beneficial to Yoenis Cespedes. But at the same time, I don't know how that prorates out. I mean, is it an instance where he can achieve certain incentives, but the money goes down? It's all confusing. And then that leads you to other questions. If guys have an incentive in their contract that they win 20 games, if someone has an incentive in their contract for hitting a certain amount of home runs, what do people have incentives in their contracts for All-Star games and they don't play an All-Star game this year because of the season shortened and maybe the season doesn't get started until July? It is just nothing but questions for the league. And I think right now when we're at the height of this, when everyone is getting into their quarantine situations and things are stopping and businesses are slowing, I don't think any of these questions have to be answered right now. But when they start to get an all clear, there's going to have to be a lot of things ironed out behind the scenes when it comes to the business of baseball that I just don't know how all these things get worked out. I don't know how many of these things we're even going to know about, how many of these things go beyond what's reported, and we'll never quite know how much money Yoenis Cespedes gets paid to play left field for the Mets this season. The one thing I will say is for Cespedes in particular, this has the potential to be a nice opportunity for him whenever this season starts to rebuild his value and find a way to get a nice contract next year. Because let's just say the Mets play a 100-game season. Cespedes has a much better chance of staying upright at 34 years old through a 100-game season than he would have through a 162-game season. So if he can stay fresh and healthy through that shortened season, hopefully the Mets make a playoffs. He has a big impact there. I think that he's going to get paid very well for the 2021 season to go to the American League and be someone's designated hitter. So I think Cespedes will eventually be able to recoup some of this value. But when you look at Yoenis Cespedes and you think about the money he's lost over the past couple of years, because you got to remember, he also lost money on his salary last year. We just didn't know about it after the original incident was discovered and the Mets did their investigation on it. He had to give back some of the money from his 2018 salary as well. So for a guy like Yoenis Cespedes, no one's going to be crying right now for a multimillionaire, but he has definitely lost some money over the last couple of years, and there's a chance that he really can't recoup it for this 2020 season. Anyway, I know a little bit of a shorter show today, but that'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. Make sure if you want to get some more baseball content, we still have the Locked On MLB podcast and Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast, trying to give you shows every single day. Also, don't forget to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. Have a great day.